We're going to Siman Kuf Tes Halacha Vav. So first we'll continue with the discussion of any concerns that you find when it comes to wetness, water that came in contact with flour or even the actual bag that contains the flowers. All these situations, you really have to ask a Shaila. The kids have discussed this actually. Eight says if you see that there's a wetness on one side of the let's say the sack, so you could hold on to that area, that place where it's wet, and pour everything else out, then save it. What happens if it gets wet in many different areas? What happens if there's mice that left snacked on a little bit of the flour? So all these situations, there are ways of saving the rest if there's a real need for it and there's a concern and it's a loss by sifting it. But generally speaking, these are the type of, especially today, Baruch Hashem, that we have usually shefa. One should avoid using it for Pesach by sell it, etc., to the non-Jew. Okay. When it comes to grinding the flour, it's an interesting halacha here, scientific information that Chazal are teaching us, and that is that when it comes to the flour that you just grinded, it's warm from the grinder, and therefore you should wait at least me'etzleis, which means 24 hours before you're going to use it. In fact, the Lashon Shachnos is a day or two, and at least what's called linas laila, at least you have to wait. That means that you grinded it, you ground it today, so you have to wait till the next morning. And then you could use it. It could be, I saw the place considered today, the Achrenim said today, maybe our grinders are even different. They do much faster, therefore there's not so much heat. So usually when it comes to these things, we're still careful when it comes to the words of Chazal, even if today perhaps science tells us a little bit different. When it comes to the sacks that they have that are containing the flour, best, first of all, to use new sacks and to, according to the Kitzchak, the old ones, he used to make sure that they would undo the stitches, then they would launder them. Today, we use new ones. And when it comes to placing, in fact, the flour today that's being placed is usually in containers, not in sacks. And that's where the Shaila the kids have discussed is when you're traveling and you have sacks on top of each other, there's a concern because, A, it's going on the animal itself could create a certain sense of sweat. Now, sweat in itself is a discussion whether that causes flour to become chametz or not. But all these silos today are not so much concerned as Piskei Truz points out because they usually the flour is in type of containers. Even if you're moving them from one place to another, we're not worried that it's going to get warm. And now we start Siman Kuftes, which is the famous sugya of Maim Shalanu. Don't be nervous if you made a mistake in understanding Mayim Shalanu sounds like our water, because the Anshe Paponai, the Gemara says, was also misunderstood. But Mayim Shalanu really comes with the Lashon of Lina. Lina means to lean over, lean means to sleep over, overnight. And that means that when it comes to the water that is being used for the matzahs and mixed with the flour, it has to have what's called Lina Slaiva, which means you have to draw the water either for the rivers or the wells, and wait overnight until it cools off. Now, this is also, like I said, a little bit scientific, and that's why there's a whole discussion in the Pesachim. Can I just use faucet water? What's the problem? No, the answer is because some of the pipes and everything else could be revealed to the sun. It could get hot. It could be heated. Chemicals in water is natural. What are these natural waters that I have? My chemicals. So therefore, we try to stick to the old tradition, although Shlomo Zalman Aruch does write that when there's a need, you could rely on faucet water. And certainly sometimes today, it's hard to find wells and rivers. But here we go. You don't need matzahs unless it's called Mayim, you have Mayim Shalanu, which means, now here's also an interesting scientific information. You have to make sure to do it ben hashmashos, meaning to say you draw the water right after Shkia. And basically now the water is going to stay overnight in order for it to cool off. Now, even if the night is going to be a long 12-hour night, you're not supposed to wait. You're not supposed to, meaning it's already going to be 12 hours. You still have to wait till the morning. And if the night is short and it's not 12 hours until daylight, you have to wait 12 hours. Now, Lemaisa, as the kids already points out, basically means I'm a oretz, or the custom already is that already when it's light in the morning, they use that water, Mayim Shalanu, they don't wait 12 hours. And they have what to be Samechan. Nevertheless, it's better to be Machmir and wait, especially when it comes to Matzah Mitzvah, unless it's a special situation. And as I said today, it could be also there's a little bit of a difference in the water that we have. and the cooling systems. There's a discussion in the postgame. You have to keep it in a very cold, in a cold place, like in the basement. The problem today is that most of our areas that we have are heated or used cooled off by air conditioning. So that's also a discussion. Now, if you're not sure and you can't estimate ben hashmashos, because it sounds like it's very specific, this is the time where you're getting the water. See, during the day it's cooler. During the night, and actually in the rivers are warmer. This is also an interesting concept the Gemara discusses, where the sun goes during the nighttime. So the bottom line is, if you can't really get it ben hashmashos, which is again between sundown and sunset, you should do it a little bit earlier. And there are places that say that, in fact, that better earlier than later. Now, the latest is really until Chatzos. If you go past Chatzos, you will have to wait till the next day. If you did it before Chatzos, b'dieved, you could use it by the morning. Preferably, they should wait 12 hours, like we said before. So, and the custom is, the Kitzur says, to be mesanen the mayim, to actually sift the water and to cover it in a place. So cover it, first of all, because nothing, no chum should fall in. And you should place it in a place that's kar, that's cold. When you carry it, you should also be careful that it shouldn't come, it shouldn't go, it shouldn't be under the sun. All these are special, careful steps we take to make sure that the water should not get heated up. Now, the Kitzur says you could draw water for a few days in a shot. Nevertheless, the mitzvah is to draw water every day for that amount that it's needed for that day. Now, I think the custom today is that you draw a lot of water because it's hard to do so. I went to someone's house to have actually a well in Brooklyn. He has a well in his house in order to draw water. And a lot of people must have wells, so that's something that good to have in order to get the Mayim Shelanu. The minig is not to use a kli cheres, an earthenware, an old earthenware that's not glazed. And the reason why, because it's actually not pretty and not and disgusting, and therefore usually something like that you should not use for a mitzvah. This is a hiddul mitzvah that we're talking about, and therefore you should not change to the minig. The hiddul mitzvah here, really, even though it's not mamish the mitzvah, it's actually called a hechshel mitzvah. And as we'll see, it actually has ramifications. Who can do it? Now, first, the Kitzur also discusses the interesting thing that the rivers in the days of Nisan usually are colder than the wells. Now, this depends. The Piskachu discusses, you go to the southern part of the equator, South Africa, etc., it might be different. So therefore, you have to know what is going to be better, to go from the well or to go from the rivers. Sometimes the rivers are defrosting and the snow is melting and they're not so cold. So then it's better to go to the wells. Another halacha is that the drawing should not be done by a non-Jew. It should be done by a Jew. Nevertheless, if it is done by a non-Jew, since it's machshirim mitzvah, it is okay. Same thing as we shouldn't have a katan, chesh should have a katan. And some say it's simply the reason why it says, because chaviv is a mitzvah, it's something so special. And lastly, where you place the actual water, so you shouldn't put it in a vessel that had honey or meir, fruit juices, unless you kashered it. It should be the utensil that you're using should be something. Today, you really a lot of people use plastic. The idea is, of course, to use something that we know is not going to create didn't have something pungent before, is not going to create cause the water to heat up even more. And lastly, the Kitzur said, don't put it in copper utensils. So today we're not so clear. Even plastic is unclear exactly what the status is. That cool things off or not? Could be that if you do scientific research, you'll figure out the best utensil. But that's why the minig is to use other types of metal other than copper. That is the best thing to use. But some use, I think, plastic too. Have a beautiful day.